The purpose of the child protection system is to pretend to promote the best interest of the children, while in fact, they are ensuring all stakeholders involved are protected, profiting, and growing by continuously warehousing and trafficking slightly higher numbers each year. This is apparent in the Children's Aid Society's own annual reports. The majority have slightly higher numbers each year, like some sick kind of funding formula was being implemented. So, what we have here is a private cartel which has gone into partnership with the government. They have used this relationship to force the public to participate under rule of law, and the government has given corporations and businesses the power to help stabilize and stimulate local economies. This ensures the system's continued existence and growth with unchallenged, unaccountable monopoly, where the system will claim the government is not protecting children if it's not given what it's won. That is not good. Now, to further understand the economic benefit of such a partnership, one only has to look at the stakeholders. Those really benefiting will make money, pay taxes, and spend their earnings, for the most part, in their local communities. We can start with the frontline workers, their supervisors, their managers, secretaries, paid volunteers, foster parents, and then the agency's many directors, to name a few. Keep in mind, this is only the first line of benefactors. Then we have to consider the lawyers, normally two or three per case, the judge, the law clerks, the court reporters, and the related legal staff. This is the second line of benefactors. Then there is the most dangerous third line of benefactors, the mental health professionals. These are the psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, counselors, and doctors. These benefactors can cause serious damage to children and families. They are the ones that use fallacy of assumption, fallacy of authority, opinion, and select information given to them by the first and second line of benefactors. These are the ones that medicate, traumatize, and destroy children and their families, making millions for the mental health industry. As some evidence shows, some of these individuals work exclusively on referrals from the Children's Aid Society. Not to say there aren't good, dedicated, hardworking people attached to this system. We can also see this in a few reports and some scattered case law, where some professionals have stated that medication and therapy is used only as a means to control the clients, including the children. But there is no other benefit. Many admit these drugs have lasting, negative, and cumulative effects. This can make it impossible for some individuals going through this system to function as normal, productive citizens later in life. Again, this is another win-win for the system. The system can now claim that these individuals experienced in their early childhood years has made them incapable of caring for their own children. As a result, their children will be apprehended with the time-tested allegations of mental illness, using once again fallacy, assumption, and opinion. Now the cycle can continually repeat itself. It is a very disturbing and abusive system by its own definition that deals with the most vulnerable citizens with absolutely no oversight or accountability. This must change. In closing, I would just like to thank all of those who are trying desperately to reform this corrupt and damaging industry. But closer to my heart is all of you, speakers, officials, and participants. You are the ones who will ultimately change this system for the better. Your hard work and dedication and courage is very much appreciated. Thank you everyone for showing up. Yeah.